This is the audio recording for the Candia Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting for January 24th, 2023.
Stand so that we can take a Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Amy, would you read the case for us, please?
Case 20-011, applicant Granite Hills Materials and Recycling LLC, New Hampshire, Route 27, Raymond, New Hampshire, 03077, owners believe Freetown LLC, 231, New Hampshire, Route 27, Raymond, New Hampshire, 03077, property location, New Hampshire, Route 27, Raymond, New Hampshire, 03077, map 407, lot 66, and map 407, lot 71. Intent to request an extension of the variance that was granted in 2021 to allow excavation for reclamation purposes in the residential zone.
Okay, and you are...
Madam Chair, Christopher yes. Berry with Berry Surveying.
Okay, and you were here, I think, 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. And
This is Jeff Hill, the owner.
Okay. Mr. Berry, would you go through the RSAs allow us to grant you an extension of your variance, which expires in 2 days?
Yes, ma'am.
For just cause.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's your burden tonight, is to provide us with just cause for allowing an extension on your variance.
Understood. So, again, my name is Christopher Berry with Berry Surveying and Engineering, and I represent the applicant and the owner here this evening. I think I remember at least three of you on the board when this was granted. And so tonight we're here to ask for a one-year extension, which the state law permits, as well as your zoning ordinance. As the chairs pointed out, just cause is required. This is not a simple request. What I've tried to point out in my narrative to the board, as well as the email submissions, I will go through the permitting process that's required for this type of project, and then go through how we started this, where we've been in the last 2 years, and how we hope to finalize this shortly. So a project of this size requires what's known as an alteration of terrain permit. And as part of that alteration of terrain permit and our wetland permitting, we are required to file with NHB, the Natural Heritage Bureau. And formerly, the alteration of terrain program would coordinate with that bureau on rare plants and rare animal species. And in early 2001, that methodology changed, and they've now asked the applicants to do that coordination with those two bureaus. And as I pointed out in my submission to the board, we undertook that process immediately after being notified by AOT that we were required to do so. As you can see through the email transmissions, we've been working with two groups, a group of people that deal with the rare plant species on site, and Fish and Game, who deal with threatened and endangered animal species. There has been a number of back and forth between those two groups, myself and our environmental consultants, Gove Environmental, and we've responded to them in a timely manner each time, and have provided them with the information that we think they need to make an informed decision. As of the beginning of this year, NHB, the group that deals with the rare plant species, has, for lack of a better term, signed off on the project. So we've made good headway there, and we are under final review with Fish and Game for the animal species review of the project site. As soon as they provide us with some recommendations, we will be able to finalize our alteration of terrain permit and then file for our wetland permit as well. So as you can see from the transmissions between us and those agencies, we've been working quite diligently to try and get them the information that they request for their final sign-off for a project. Something in the last 2 years has happened with the Fish and Game Bureau. They, because of the new state law that regulates their bureau in relation to alteration of terrain permits, They've had a number of policy changes and they've had a number of system changes inside of their department. And I think some of this is this application's been sort of caught up in some of those changes. So that's another source of the delay in their review of the final project. So I'd be happy to try and answer any direct questions about the process that we've been working through. I'm confident that we'll be able to take care of this in pretty short order and that we can undertake the project as previously approved.
What animals are endangered?
So this is sort of the frustrating thing is that they suspect that a black racer might live.
A what?
A black racer, a snake, might live somewhere in the area.
Okay.
They can't tell us whether or not a black racer is on our site or not. They asked us for multiple pieces of additional information to try and get to that data. We've been involved in projects where this particular snake has been on sites in the past or suspected to be on sites in the past, and they've simply asked that we modify our project design to not include plastic matting, plastic products in general, and as part of our plan set, we have educational pieces for the owner in the event one is seen on site. What is the owner to do? Who are they to call to ensure the species of concern is taken care of appropriately?
Is that it? The snake?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We haven't seen one either.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I know what they are, and I've seen them, but yeah. I thought maybe there was more, like a zoo or something.
No zoo. And then the NHB, the Natural Heritage Bureau, they were concerned about two grass species on site. One grass species is so hard to determine, it needed to go out to a special lab to be tested. And then when we sent it to NHB, they said, okay, thank you, we've documented that grass exists. No further comments. So
now you're waiting for fish and game approval?
That's right.
And then it's right. Then you can proceed.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
You've requested a one-year extension of your variance.
Yes, sir.
Do you expect to have these permits within a year?
We're hoping to have these permits within the next couple of months, so yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Coming here tonight, if the board felt more comfortable, if we sort of checked in periodically with the board to know that we're working diligently and making progress, we'd be happy to do that as well.
Do you think that given approval that come spring, you're going to have time enough to do what needs to be done?
So as soon as we start our project, we've activated our variance and we no longer need extensions. But because we've been sort of stuck in the quagmire, we haven't been able to activate our variance, and therefore that's why we're here tonight.
Okay. Just because I remember this all coming here, but can you just kind of give us an overview of what it is you plan on doing for this site?
So, go ahead, sir.
What is that, that project on Island?
Oh, I know what it is.
Oh, okay.
I'm just wondering what it is.
So, I affectionately call the site the side of the moon.
What is it?
The side of the moon.
Okay.
Somebody left it
a mess.
Right. And the applicants own a large parcel of land there, and they would like to develop the site at some point in the future. Every time we discuss developing the site, reclamation is required. And so we're here to reclaim the site, install stormwater practices to ensure no increase in stormwater runoff is taking place on site, quality of water is of sound quality also, and that the site is reclaimed the way it should have been to begin with.
Now, is this going to involve more blasting?
Yes. Yeah, there's a whole knob left in the middle of the project site that needs to be removed as part of the process.
And if I recall correctly, there was, again, not your fault, or present owner's fault, but there were some disastrous things that happened with the blasting there in terms of effects in the neighbors. And
yeah, so
you know, how do we know that that's not going to happen again?
So those things happened. I don't want to bifurcate the issue, but those things happened in Raymond.
Right.
And we now, because we're going through a proper process and we have a responsible landowner, we have a blasting plan in place. And That plan determines who can blast, when they can blast, what pre-blast surveys are required. Notifications go out to abutting landowners, and those people have monitoring systems set up at their property if they so desire.
Thank you.
Is it still your intention to truck all the material through Raymond?
Yes, absolutely. All of
okay,
the...
So all of the conditions that you agreed to in your variance 2 years ago are valid?
Yes, sir.
And you consider them enforceable?
Yes, sir.
So you're simply asking tonight for an extension of that two-year period with all those same conditions intact?
Yes, sir.
I believe at that meeting you questioned something about the elevation and they were going to reduce the elevation.
They answered all those questions.
Yeah, I know. I just trying to remember what it was. That's
it was quite
I'm not re-asking. I'm just trying to remember what it was.
I remember you specifically asked the quantity.
Right, I think
and I was happy I knew the quantity.
Yeah, I think I don't recall it.
420,000 cubic yards.
20,000 cubic yards, yeah. Right. Is, if I recall correctly, that's that granite meets the state specification for highway construction.
It's, once it's touched 40 times and shipped off from site, yes.
okay, but not, yeah, I understand all that, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But
so, and, I'm sorry, Boyd. Continue if you're.
And that will keep all the traffic on Route 27.
Yes, sir.
So the grass that you're talking is that stuff that they call Red 3 on.
Yes.
And it says that they recommend. I would assume BMP means Behavior Management Plan to conserve the seed bank and allow the seeds to reestablish on site.
That's best management.
Best
practice.
Management practice.
Yes,
okay.
Sir. Yes, ma'am.
All right. So, and have you made plans to do that?
Yes. The plans were established by Gove Environmental, and notes to that effect have been added to our alteration of terrain plans.
Okay, so you needed two things. You needed the National Heritage Bureau, and you also needed...
Fish and Game.
And I'm looking for something in here from Fish and Game, but I don't...
So Fish and Game...
See anything here
we
from
actually,
Fish and Game.
So we started the correspondence. It kind of gets muddled together. They're two separate groups, but they correspond all at once. So if you'll notice, my initial correspondence on May 18th was to a person named Kim Tuttle. That was May 18th of 2021.
Yes.
So I, for some reason, am now working with two other individuals. And the latest email I have from them is that her name is Melissa. I forget her last name. Kimberly Snyder is sort of the project manager, and Melissa Winters is the reviewer at Fish and Game. She has been out, but she is now back, and they will inform me when they have final comments, is my last correspondence with them.
Okay, so...
Up until that point, they've asked... I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, that's okay. Continue.
Up until that point... They asked for photographs of the wetland systems on site, which we provided to them. They requested aerial photographs, which we provided to them. They asked for a vernal pool study, which can only be done during certain periods of the year. That was conducted by Jack Hayes, wetland scientist and soil scientist, and provided to them. So we believe we've sufficiently given the information they need to make an informed decision.
So what is all these agencies... Your AOT permit hinges on all these agencies.
Yes.
That's what...
Yes, right? And I just want to point out, I think I pointed it out in my writings, all of the engineering items that were required by AOT have been addressed, so we are simply waiting on these agencies.
I see.
I'm just looking at this. It goes from July 2021, and the next one is September 2022. So nothing happened within that year?
No. Within that year, we conducted a vernal pool study, which can only be done during...
In the spring.
Springtime months.
Okay, so...
And then...
That would have taken place in July, January, March, February, March. But then it's September is the next date on there. So I guess I just don't understand why in 2 years this couldn't have been done.
I'll try to explain it.
Okay.
He just pointed out that Fish and Game changed their policy or changed the way they process these AOT
yes.
applications. And the second thing that I think clearly impact, could probably impacted this project is the same thing that's impacted every other aspect of this economy, and that's the COVID.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm sure that these state agencies were plagued with absences of reduced productivity, have trouble filling their positions. I'm not trying to make excuses for them, but every other component of this economy experienced that kind of pressure.
And as did we, and Madam Chair, I'm not saying that there was not some delay with my correspondence with our environmental consultants getting back to them. But we tried to do it as expeditious as possible.
Well, I listened to the entire recording of the meeting from 2 years ago, and it was you were upset because there was a delay. Like, took you 2 years to get through the selectmen with things going back and forth with trying to get your reclamation plan. And so I just found it curious that it took, that there's no correspondence between July of 2021 and September 2022. Now, I know that COVID was really rampant in 2020, and it was starting to get better by the end of, middle to end of 2021. So there was the whole year, all of last year, and there's... I know you had to do the vernal pool study, but that's usually around March and April, somewhere February, March, April, once the snow and the frost come out of the ground. So, I mean, you were in such a hurry to get things done, and it just seemed like it should have been done in 2 years, and it wasn't. And I would hope not to see you back in another year.
We would rather not be here. We want to move forward with our project, so.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Can this be renewed again if, in fact,
well, it's up
they
to
run
the board.
Into a problem?
It's up to the board to
well, that's what I'm saying.
Again, it's just cause. It's.
But can it, in other words...
It's up to the board.
Okay, so it can be. We could elect to
allow
another extension.
We could, if we felt it was, if there was just cause for it.
Okay. So we're not... By limiting this to 1 year, we're not.
But are you fairly certain that this can be wrapped up by, say, late spring to summer, that you'll be able to do? And then...
We don't expect to have to ask for another extension.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's all. Right.
Any other information, sir? Is there anything you'd want to add to this? Yes?
You should... make it clear that they're entitled to be heard by 5 members of this board, not 4.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. This board normally has 5 members. We have a member that's absent. We have no alternate at this point. So you do have the right to request a delay to when we have our 5 members, or if you are amenable to this board deciding with 4 members, that's up to you entirely.
I think we're comfortable with this board.
Okay. Thank you, Boyd.
To ask if the abutters have been notified.
Yes. Amy, have the abutters all been notified? And there are no abutters here. Are there any abutters on the that would like to speak?
Amy, did you get any written comments from the abutters?
No written. I had one Raymond resident come to the office and another Candia resident pop in to ask questions, but that's it.
Okay. Is there anybody on Zoom that would like to make a comment?
No comment from us. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, if there are no other comments, then we don't need to. This is not a public hearing. Well, it is a public hearing, so we do need to close the public hearing, and we'll
deliberate
and decide. So you're welcome to sit here while we talk about it. And. Anybody want to start? Would you want to start, or Brian?
Well, I think they've just presented a compelling reasons why this board should extend this variance by 1 year. Nothing's changed. We granted this variance a year ago. Or
2 years ago.
I'm sorry, 2 years ago. It was a unanimous decision of the board. They've agreed to all the conditions that we imposed. Those conditions are still in place. really nothing's changed other than the fact that they were unable to get an alteration of terrain permit through the state regulatory agencies, over which we have no control. There's nothing in the record to suggest that they were not diligent in applying for the AOT permit, providing information, additional information were required. I just see where they got caught in somewhat of a quagmire up there in Concord, which is, Tony and I both work for the federal government, and we know what that's like. So I can understand your frustration after 2 years of trying to slug it out and get somewhere. I understand that. And this is compounded by the fact that we, this country experienced, although Jude pointed out by 2021, it was pretty much getting over with, but we were still in the throes of that COVID epidemic, and I think we still are. Okay, so I think this applicant's provided compelling justification for us to extend this variance for a year.
I agree with everything Boyd said. I see no reason not to.
Tony?
I concur.
Okay, Boyd, is there someone who would like to make a motion?
I move we extend the variance that was previously granted to Granite Hill Materials and Recycling LLC for
1 year.
Map 407, lot 66, and map 407, lot 71, for an additional year.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Boyd, aye.
Oh, Owl, aye.
Zod, aye.
Steinman's, aye.
Okay, any opposed? So you have your thing for a year.
Thank you.
Hopefully we won't see you next year.
I agree.
So you get...
After reading all this back and forth, I went through this once on my old property trying to get a permit to build a pond. I thought I'd do that myself, okay? You really? I mean, I had to get a Corps of Engineer. I mean, this thing went all up and down the federal food chain.
Well, when Amy asked for the compelling chain of events, I thought to myself, well, this would be simple enough.
Yeah. It wasn't hard to cough these up, was it? So.
When his great-grandfather was doing them with the dozer, though, anyone could.
Yeah. Do you think you got a permit to do that?
Actually, we did. We had to get a permit. We had to tell all the neighbors we were doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you
that was about the only
them,
thing
right?
we did.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, well,
thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so the next thing on our agenda is review of minutes. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at them or if anyone has any comments.
My comment is, once again, Amy, good job on the minutes. Yeah. It pretty much captures what we talked about and what we did. And I, in view of that, I move we approve the minutes of November 22nd.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor? Ron?
Owl, aye.
Chivers, aye.
Zod, aye.
Steinman's, aye.
Any opposed? So the minutes are approved. Do we have any other business? Oh, there is one thing that I wanted to talk about, and that is that in the 35 years I've been in this board, I've never had a case like this. I've never seen this. And we actually don't have any procedure for this an appeal to, an extension, a request for an extension, although it's allowed. Do you remember ever having come in?
No.
We have no procedure. So Amy did charge them for noticing and stuff, but normally we have an application fee, and we have no application that, which covers her time and the work that she puts in on this. We have no application fee, so we'll need to come up with some kind. I think we should have some kind of just an a page with an application fee or list of fees and stuff. And then, of course, that needs to be posted because if we don't post it, we can't charge it.
So all you have to do is add extensions of previously granted permits or variances to the list of things for which an application is required.
But we also need to then list what the people need to, like, you have to you have to bring in. I had told Amy when he had come, I said, it is his job to provide us with just cause, so he needs to bring in an email chain or letters or something to prove it. I mean, he just can't stay here, and we couldn't get people to do it.
Why don't we just let the applicant prove their own case? We can't tell them exactly everything.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we need to have some kind of something that Amy can give to someone who comes in that says, fill this form out. You need to pay. There's an administrative fee of X. There's a fee of for postage, a fee for and actually they did pay for this.
But that should be the end of it. We shouldn't tell them what the supporting documentation is.
No. Right. Just say that they need to provide supporting documentation.
Sure.
But we need to have something so. We need to talk about it. You know, when we change our rules.
Amy's on it. She'll figure it out.
But when we change our procedures, we have to do it. We have to talk about it at two meetings.
Right.
And then.
But although, you know, Judith, this is the first time in your 30 years experience, the first time in my 22 years of experience we've seen it. I don't know whether we need to fix something that's really not broken.
Well, the point is the town lost out on the money. That the time that Amy put into this, that it's a...
Well, we were going to pay Amy anyhow, whether she did that or something else.
I understand that, but it...
We didn't lose any money on this. For the rare times that we have this, we really shouldn't tie up ourselves and create this whole bureaucracy.
All you need is like one page that says you need to pay so much. It's an application fee of X amount of dollars. You pay this much for postage. You pay this much for posting in the paper. Well, I mean, if you don't list the fees, you can't charge
them. I don't think it's necessary.
Well, then when we post it in the paper and when we...
process it like a normal application, like we just did, just like this.
But it's not a normal application. It's not a request for variance.
All right,
Judith,
whatever you want to do. That's my thought. Process it like they're requesting a variance, for God's sake. It's the same thing.
It's not. They're not requesting a variance. They're requesting
an
extension.
All right, I'm not going to argue with it. Do whatever you want.
Well, I think if someone, I don't think we have the right to charge them fees if it's not listed for the particular thing that they're doing.
Well, do it for nothing.
I'm not sure why we should charge them at all, really.
Well, it's not our, why should the town bear the cost of putting the notice, how much is the notice in the paper?
This meeting was over $400 they had to pay. No, and there was not an application fee. The application fee is usually $150, but I didn't charge them that because this was a... request for an extension.
But it does cost money to run ads in a union league.
Yes, it does.
It costs money to mail out all the...
Yeah.
$7
a hit?
We charge $8.33.
For a certified lawyer.
Yeah, and if you remember last year, we got that notice of all the changes from the state, and the state said your fees have to be noticed, and if your fees are not noticed, you can't charge them.
All right. Well,
I'm not trying to make something difficult. I think one page is very simple, but that it notices that these are the fees that are involved in this case. So if it ever comes up again, the town's not eating the $400. There are other things in the town that we could do with $400. I mean, when our budget is not that much money, but still, it's town money that someone else should pay. He should pay for that money. He should pay for that, not...
Up one page extension of variance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is required, that's required, that's required, end of story.
Yeah, it's one page. It's all it is.
So if a building permit expires, they have to pay half of the original permit fee. So would it be reasonable to suggest that somebody requesting an extension on a variance pay half of the original application fee?
Want to do that?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put that under the category of expiration of building permit.
Yeah.
Expiration of a variance.
Expiration of permit.
So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. We already have provision.
You throw in a special exception while you're at it.
Yeah. So we'll have it for our next meeting.
So
we'll discuss it.
We've already covered it just by the on the expiration of a building permit, which nobody ever thought of, but I did. Does anybody ever do that? Expire? Really? How long do you have to exercise a building permit?
A year.
So do you have to have it completed in a year or just started?
Have to have it started, right?
Started at least.
So they, somebody comes and gets a permit and they don't do anything for a whole year. At the end of the year, they got to come back and pay half the price of that.
But building permits are not $35.
No. And if they start it without a building permit, then it's double.
Well, that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that.
What does started mean? I mean, does it mean 5%? You got to be into it 5%, 10%?
I told you.
I don't know. You know,
you got to drive relative. The first. You got to be coming home from Home Depot.
That's up to Bob Donahue, not us.
Okay. Well, so we'll then. So put it on for the agenda next, our next meeting, that we're going to discuss a change in our...
Yeah, we're going to add that extension of a variance.
And then we'll just look at it, discuss it, and then... the only thing is, I think it thinks it needs to be noticed at two meetings, so we may have to do the next meeting and then the one after it, and then we can adopt it and put it in our thing. It's not like it's going to happen again between now and then.
No, every 30 years.
But I think that I think that it's appropriate that we have something just to reclaim the money that the town spends.
Yeah.
And in it. And okay. So if there's no other business, I'll entertain a motion to
move to adjourn.
Adjourn.
A second.
All in favor.
Aye.
Boyd, aye.
John, aye.
Simon, aye.
Well, I declare the meeting adjourned at 7:34.
Okay.